NH Governor Chris Sununu pushing for Democrats to vote for Nikki Haley in South Carolina. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 26, 2024. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, R., who has endorsed former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley in the Republican primary race, is openly encouraging Democrats to vote for the presidential hopeful in South Carolina, touting its open primary status. He appeared on the Pulse of New Hampshire this week following Haley's loss to Trump in Sununu's own state and suggested that there is a lot of opportunity for Haley to perform well in South Carolina, given the fact that it is an open primary state, meaning Democrats can vote in the Republican primary. In South Carolina, if you're a Democrat, you can just walk in the door and vote. So there is a lot of opportunity there, he reportedly said in part. Related, Sununu, both Trump, Biden can barely make a cogent point not mentally fit for presidency. Sununu's path forward for Haley is not much different than the path their team laid out before her loss in New Hampshire, stating in a memo that Haley will, essentially, rely on non-conservative voters in open primary states to help thrust her to the nomination. As Breitbart News detailed, the memo adds that 11 of the 16 Super Tuesday states have open or semi-open primaries. In other words, the campaign believes there is significant fertile ground for Haley on Super Tuesday, attracting non-conservative voters. After Super Tuesday, we will have a very good picture of where this race stands, the memo reads, instructing everyone to take a deep breath beforehand. In other words, regardless of the outcome of New Hampshire's primary, Haley intends to roll along, relying on moderates and independents, not the conservative base, to help her take down Trump. According to CNN's exit poll, 70% of Haley's voters in New Hampshire were not registered Republicans prior to Election Day.